You're listening to SBS News.
US President Donald Trump has again spoken of how he pushed for US forces to eliminate Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. The IS leader died during a US military operation in northwest Syria, killing himself using a suicide vest as US soldiers closed in on him. Speaking at a gathering of police chiefs in Chicago, President Trump said al-Baghdadi should have been killed years ago, an apparent reference to his predecessor, Barack Obama.
He should have been killed years ago. Another president should have gotten him. But to me, it was very important. I would say all the time, they'd walk into my office, sir, we killed this leader at a low level, this leader. I said, I never heard of him. I want al-Baghdadi. That's the only one I know now. I want al-Baghdadi. Get him. And they got him.
Mr. Trump says the operation to kill al-Baghdadi had been a long-term priority of the U.S. government for a long time.
They've been looking for him for a long time. They've been looking for him for many years. He was a sick and depraved man, and now he's dead. He's dead. He's dead as a doornail.
Around the world, al-Baghdadi's demise has been greeted with approval by world leaders. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said her government's thoughts went out to all the victims of IS, and they welcomed the fact that al-Baghdadi could no longer give such murderous orders. But she warned his death did not mean that the fight against the extremist group was over. Russia spokesman Dmitry Peskov said if the IS leader's death is confirmed, then President Donald Trump will have made a major contribution to the fight against international terrorism. French leader Emmanuel Macron tweeted, "The death of Baghdadi is an important moment in our fight against terror, but the battle against the evil of Daesh is not yet over. We will work with our coalition partners to bring an end to the murderous, barbaric activities of Daesh once and for all." Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu also praised the US action.
The first thing that I want to do is congratulate President Trump, the armed forces of the United States and the American people, for the successful action against Baghdadi. And it's good that this murderer has met his fate. We do know that we still have an ongoing battle against terrorism, both of the extremist Sunnis led by Daesh, but also of the extremist Shiites led by Iran, that is making a plunge for everything and everywhere in the Middle East.
Families of victims of IS were cautious about the news. Patricia Correa's daughter, Priscilla, was killed in the 2015 terror attacks in Paris at the Bataclan Concert Hall. She's concerned that the way Donald Trump described al-Baghdadi's death may only make things worse.
Je pense qu'il faut que le gouvernement français soit très, très attentif.
I believe that the French government should be alert because we are not immune to new attacks. We were never immune, but I have fear because the way Donald Trump expressed himself may stir up hate. It's a very serious issue, and one must ensure all necessary precautions.
Prendre toutes les précautions qui s'imposent.
In the United States, the mother of journalist Stephen Sotloff, who was killed by IS, is glad that the terrorist group's leader has been killed.
The Sotloff family is thankful to President Trump, our brave U.S. Special Forces, and all involved intelligence allies for pinpointing and eliminating ISIS leader al-Baghdadi without suffering any U.S. military casualties.
Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says despite Baghdadi's death, the U.S. still needs to protect oil fields in Syria that had become key funding sources for IS.
Despite Baghdadi's death, the security situation in Syria remains complex. Multiple state and non-state actors continue to vie for control of territory and resources within the country. As we have learned from our recent history in the Middle East, it is very easy to get drawn into continued conflict if our objectives are not clear. Acting as a police force out to solve every dispute is not our mission. Our mission in Syria today remains the same as it was when we first began operations in 2014, to enable the enduring defeat of ISIS.
Mr. Esper says U.S. troops will remain positioned in the strategic area to deny IS access to vital oil resources, and he promised they would respond with overwhelming military force against any group that threatens the safety of American forces. Alan Lee, SBS News.